Face to face with a grizzly bear on a desolate Canadian mountain road, country music superstar Skylar Stone is about to learn that some encounters change everything. With 12 million Instagram followers and multiple platinum records, Skylar has mastered the art of the perfect pose, but she's completely misread the danger of the massive bear just feet away from her. When local horse trainer Weston Belmont spots the unfolding disaster, he doesn't hesitate. He places himself between Skylar and certain harm, his body becoming a human shield against the charging mother bear. This moment of raw protection becomes the foundation of their relationship, West putting himself between Skylar and danger, a metaphor that will repeat throughout their journey together in increasingly complex ways. Neither realizes they're about to become neighbors, his modest farmhouse sitting just down the road from Wild Rose Records, where she hopes to finally record music that speaks her truth rather than chase radio hits. Sometimes the things that frighten us most are the very things that lead us to where we need to be. Skylar arrives in Rose Hill, fleeing not just paparazzi, but a life where her existence has been controlled and commodified. After a humiliating breakup with Andrew, who was paid to date her for publicity, she craves authenticity. The Stark bunkhouse becomes symbolic of her journey. Though I claim it's perfect and not fancy, the truth is I know nothing but fancy. I've been famous, lived lavishly, and been performing my entire life. The contrast between Skylar's artificial world and Rose Hill's authenticity is striking. In Los Angeles, relationships are transactional and appearances paramount. In Rose Hill, West's home is lived in, his connection with his children genuine, an environment both terrifying and liberating for someone who has only performed rather than lived. What's moving is Skylar's awakening to simple pleasures, sitting by the lake, connecting with West's quiet son Oliver, experiencing freedom without obligation. These moments seed her transformation toward an authentic life beyond expectations. One of the most profound aspects of Skylar's journey is experiencing the healing impact of unconditional acceptance. When Emmy, West's daughter, accidentally breaks a glass, Skylar freezes in terror, expecting the explosive anger she knew as a child. Instead, West calmly prioritizes his daughter's safety. "It's just a glass," West reassures everyone. "It's replaceable." This moment transforms Skylar, who later reveals that similar childhood accidents resulted in her father screaming while she picked up glass with bare hands. Through West's family, Skylar experiences what healthy relationships truly look like: messy, but fundamentally loving. Oliver, West's selectively mute son, forms a special connection with Skylar, recognizing their shared struggle to speak. When he helps her write her first authentic song, beginning with "It All Started on a Back Road," it symbolizes how this family has helped her find her voice. When West's sister Rosie asks, "Do you even like being famous?" it catalyzes Skylar's realization that she has choices beyond continuing to feed the machine. As Skylar and West's relationship deepens, she discovers that true intimacy requires vulnerability, something she's been conditioned to avoid. Their first kiss follows her confession about Andrew, revealing her father paid him to be her boyfriend to market America's Sweetheart. West's genuine outrage creates a safe space for her honesty. The turning point comes after a charity bachelor auction where Skylar impulsively bids $10,000 to win West. When she flees embarrassed, he finds her on his home's tree swing. During their confrontation, West finally articulates, "The only foolish thing you've done is continue to refer to us as friends. That word makes me want to break something." Their relationship becomes a metaphor for Skylar's journey toward vulnerability. West shows her that being truly seen, flaws and all, leads to deeper connection rather than rejection. His tender moments, like washing her hair, move her more than their passionate encounters. Vulnerability transforms from weakness into Skylar's greatest strength, enabling authentic music, meaningful relationships, and eventually standing up to her abusive father and agent. When intimate photos Skylar sent to West leak online, later revealed as her father and agents doing, this violation forces her to question fame's worth. The scandal brings paparazzi to Rose Hill, transforming her sanctuary into another prison. When West's former hookup suggests Skylar will harm his children, she targets Skylar's deepest fear, that she destroys those she loves. Believing she's protecting West and his children, Skylar leaves Rose Hill after creating education accounts for his children and leaving Oliver royalty rights for their song. This crisis catalyzes Skylar's transformation. On a talk show where the host mentions the scandal, something breaks within her. "I am not a scandal. I'm a victim," she declares, before removing her microphone and telling the hosts to go fuck themselves. She fires both her agent and father. When he claims she's having a nervous breakdown, she corrects him. "No, Dad, I'm having an awakening." This awakening embodies the novel's central message. Sometimes breaking free requires dismantling the structures that have both supported and confined you. When West supports Skylar at the awards ceremony, declaring, "You and me, we do this thing together. You're my person," he offers the partnership she's always craved. Their public kiss symbolizes Skylar embracing her authentic self. In her acceptance speech, Skylar reclaims her narrative. "After years of faking it, I'm going to be real. I'm taking this life, the one I do not enjoy at all, and I'm turning it into one that I do." A year later, Skylar runs a charity with Doris, bringing arts education to underprivileged children. The town shields her from paparazzi, creating a sanctuary. She performs Wild Eyes, the song she wrote with Oliver, alongside West's children, symbolizing her integration into their family. The lyrics capture the novel's essence. "I'm finally home. You're my forever home." Home isn't geographical, but about belonging, finding people who truly see you. Skylar creates an integrated self, honoring her talent, newfound authenticity, and love for her chosen family. Wild Eyes explores finding authenticity in a conformist world. Skylar's evolution from covers to original songs mirrors her journey from living by others' expectations to defining her own path. Oliver's selective mutism contrasts with Skylar's emotional and creative silence, both rooted in trauma and fear. His contribution to her song symbolizes how healing often happens in community. Finding your voice isn't a single moment, but a continuous process of choosing authenticity over approval. The novel shows that authentic expression often requires silence first. Space to hear yourself beneath others' expectations. Skylar's quiet moments become fertile ground for her true self. Our authentic selves remain within us, however buried beneath performance and people-pleasing, waiting for courage. When we finally speak our truth, viewing the world with wild eyes instead of rehearsed ones, we create our most beautiful music.